You're listening to week one of the Modern Day Football Show right here on WREF 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. So happy you could join us. Getting ready for the 6:30 kick against Central with head coach Cody Hess and the quarterback Tate Mallory joining the program. Thanks to our friends at Bel Air Land, Hoppy & Sons Construction, To the Point Therapeutic, Award World Trophies, and United Fidelity Bank. All right, we'll take a step aside, but don't go anywhere. We're talking modern-day football with the quarterback and the head coach right here on WREF. Bel Air Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style, or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand-in-hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bel Air Land.
To the Point Therapeutic Massage has served the Evansville, Mount Vernon, and Henderson area since 2000, offering therapeutic massages focusing on pain relief, stiffness, migraines, and soreness. They offer circulation and range of motion improvement and reflexology and myofascial release applications. If you're looking for an amazing staff that cares about your wellness, To the Point Therapeutic Massage is your choice. To the Point Therapeutic Massage on West Franklin Street in Evansville and online at tothepointtherapeuticmassage.com.
Hoppy & Sons Construction offers over 30 years of experience. Each project is supervised by a project manager who is involved in every phase, including estimation, specification, and execution. Hoppy & Sons Construction, the choice of area planners, architects, businesses, and residents for superior craftsmanship and guaranteed results. Hoppy & Sons Construction, located at 3225 Claremont Avenue, or visit their website at hoppyandsons.com.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies, 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
Back here on WREF 97.7, listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. It is week one of the Modern Day Football Show with head coach Cody Hess. I'm Brad Klein. Hey, coach, really appreciate the time. How does that sound to say head coach Cody Hess coming up on year one of this historic program as the head coach?
Well, thanks, Brad, for having us on. Sounds all right, and, you know, we're just wanting to get to work and kind of keep moving in the right direction, and we just appreciate you having us on and taking the time to talk to us.
Always have some time for Modern Day Football. I know when you got this job, it was going to be a long off season, a long countdown for you, because you got it early in the off season, and now you're counting down the months, the weeks, the days, and now the moments until kickoff. What's it going to feel like when toe meets ball and finally you debut as the head coach?
Well, week one, I think, always brings a lot of nerves to the game of football and a lot of excitement at the same time, because as every team prepares all summer into the first weeks of practice, you know, you're looking forward to week one, and as we are as well, you know, it's just another step of getting there. And, you know, when the kickoff happens, there'll be a lot of nerves, but also, like I said, the excitement of getting the season underway, and hopefully we can play well and see what happens on Friday night.
You know, Coach, I'm asking about you and how you're getting ready for this moment in your career, but what I really want to know is about the group. How are they getting ready for this moment in their season, the start of the season? Take me through what we missed behind the scenes, the summer workouts, the off-season training, to get ready for tonight.
You know, we've had a really good summer work that has rolled into the first couple weeks of practice. You know, we're very happy with the group that has come together and, you know, put in the time and the effort to try to prepare themselves, but also, you know, gelling together as a team. We have a strong senior group that is trying to lead this team in the right way, and we've relied heavily on them to help lead this team and become senior leaders for our group. And, you know, they're excited for the opportunity just as us coaches are, and that's a good thing to have here at Modern Day, is us coming together in these last couple moments before the game, and you know, be excited for the opportunity at hand and, you know, go out there and play to the best of your ability.
I think this is the official start, right, of the season, but you had the unofficial start last week, week zero, the scrimmage against Wrights, and that's always cool. Wrights in Mater Dei, regardless of if it's regular season or preseason. How do you as a head coach approach and utilize those scrimmages? I feel like there's different schools of thought at different schools.
Yeah, I think the main thing that we look at is going out there and see who's going to compete to the level that we want to compete at and see, you know, in the battles that we have and a lot of our positions that are open, who is going to step up to the challenge and who is going to try to make those strides last Friday night in the scrimmage against Wrights. And, you know, we've got some answers there and we have some learning points that were there last weekend that we were able to hopefully work on this week to get ready for week one. But, you know, we go into scrimmage just trying to see who's out there ready to play and who wants to go out there and hit an opposing team and work their way to trying to become a starter and get more playing time.
Again, the head coach of Mater Dei football, Cody Hess, coming up on his first season, his first game tonight, 6:30 against Central. We're going to talk about that in depth later on in the show right here on WREF. But, Coach, talking to you right now, I can feel the excitement in your voice and the team getting ready to build upon last year, a 7-3 season. So I ask you this, right? Early in the season, this team is going to be a very different version of itself than it will be, say, at the end of the regular season into the playoffs, October, November. What do you hope the biggest stride this team takes will be this season? So the biggest improvement from game one to the last game of the season ought to be what?
Well, I think the things that you got to look at is the team that you are in week one to the end of the year, you're hoping to be a different team, but
sure,
also in a good way that you're moving forward and what you kind of see your team doing, but also seeing what our strengths are as the season goes on and try to capitalize on those strengths. So, you know, week one is going to be our team that we can put out there, that we can hopefully be the best versions of ourselves. But as the season goes on, we see what strengths we have and we try to build on those and see what we can do just to put out our best versions of ourselves every Friday night. Because, you know, in the SIAC, no matter who you play, you're going to have a tough challenge week in and week out, and each week is different. So you're going to have to go out there and give it your best effort every week.
Head coach Cody Hess is here on WREF, week one of the Mater Dei football show right here on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. We'll take a step aside, but don't go anywhere. The quarterback, Tate Mallory, joins us in a moment right here on The Ref.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me. Hey, wait, you forgot the... never mind. They never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for. So don't you deserve the house you asked for? Bel Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com.
To the Point Therapeutic Massage has served the Evansville, Mount Vernon, and Henderson area since 2000, offering therapeutic massages focusing on pain relief, stiffness, migraines, and soreness. They offer circulation and range of motion improvement and reflexology and myofascial release applications. If you're looking for an amazing staff that cares about your wellness, To the Point Therapeutic Massage is your choice. To the Point Therapeutic Massage on West Franklin Street in Evansville and online at tothepointtherapeuticmassage.com.
Hoppe & Sons Construction offers over 30 years of experience. Each project is supervised by a project manager who is involved in every phase, including estimation, specification, and execution. Hoppe & Sons Construction, the choice of area planners, architects, businesses, and residents for superior craftsmanship and guaranteed results. Hoppe & Sons Construction, located at 3225 Claremont Avenue, or visit their website at hoppeandsons.com.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Back here on week one of the Modern Day Football Show right here on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. We've got a player joining the program, the quarterback, Tate Mallory, here on the Ref. Hey, Tate, really appreciate the time. How are we feeling?
Feel pretty good.
I really appreciate you coming on, talking about this upcoming season, which is obviously a big one for you. We only got one senior season, so to cash in on this one, to make it the best it can be for you, what have you been doing in the offseason to prepare? Take us through the Mallory routine in the summer.
Just really trying to lead by example. We got a bunch of guys who obviously haven't played yet, and we got a bunch of guys who have, and I think meshing that together and just becoming a team and getting behind our new coach.
Yeah, and talking about Coach Hess, obviously it's different, right, because he is just a different voice, a different name than Mike Gable, and you guys have had the luxury, the honor, the privilege of being coached by a Hall of Famer for, you know, all these years, at least for you, the first three of your high school career. What is the difference between Coach Hess and Coach Gable so far?
There's not much difference. I mean, he's going to be a great coach. It's pretty obvious. He's obviously learned a lot, but time will tell. You know, exciting to somebody new and excited to see what's to come.
Now looking forward to tonight's game, 6:30 against Central. In your role, obviously, as the quarterback, everyone's going to talk about you in regards to the offense, but let's talk about the unit as a whole. In order to move the ball, what does the offense need to do against this Central defense?
You know, we just all have to play together. It's a team game. Pass helps out the run. Run helps out the pass. You know, we just got to play together. It's a new year. I'm excited to get started. It's just we just got to play together.
That's a big deal when a team, regardless of level, regardless of sport, has a senior or a leader coming back as a senior, in this case a quarterback, in this case you. What have you added to your game or improved upon in your game from junior to senior year to make yourself the best version of yourself for this upcoming year? What should we expect maybe differently or better from Tate Mallory in 2025, 2026?
Leadership, taking that step. Senior year, you get one last go at it.
Sure.
And I think everybody in that senior class understands that. Just leading by example and going out there and showing the juniors, sophomores how to do it.
I know for you this is the last dance, right? So you're trying to go all the way, and of course you want to win every game, right? I understand that. But before we start this season, again, tonight, 6:30 against Central, how would you define success? A successful senior year for you individually and a successful season for the unit, for the team, would look like what?
Obviously, winning is number one.
Sure.
Nothing individually. I mean, some nights I might be off, but, you know, I got my teammates there to pick me up. I mean, obviously, winning is it's clear-cut number one. That would define a successful season for me, but also learning and growing from it.
Ted, I really appreciate you taking the time here. I've got one more question. Again, 6:30 kick against Central tonight. It is the start of the 2025 season, the start of Mallory's final season. So, Tate, for you, when that ball is kicked off, I know that maybe some nerves, maybe some excitement, but I'm going to paint the picture for you. Hopefully it's tonight. Hopefully it's in the first quarter. Hopefully it's on the first drive. You score the first touchdown of the season for Modern Day. What does the celebration look like? Are we dancing? Are we high-fiving? Are we stoic and just marching off the field? What is the Tate Mallory style?
No, we're definitely not dancing. We're going to take it back to the sideline and get ready for that next drive.
Well, that's a little bit boring. I mean, you mentioned leadership, but okay, I can respect the stoic nature of the quarterback. Tate, you're the man. Of course, I'm kidding with you. Really appreciate you taking the time today. Good luck tonight against Central again, 6:30 kick. Can't wait to see what you guys do tonight, but also throughout the entire season.
Thanks, Brad.
Coach of the Modern Day Wildcats, Cody Hess, rejoining the program on the other side right here on The Ref. Bel-Air Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand-in-hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bel-Air Land.
To the Point Therapeutic Massage has served the Evansville, Mount Vernon, and Henderson area since 2000, offering therapeutic massages, focusing on pain relief, stiffness, migraines, and soreness. They offer circulation and range of motion improvement and reflexology and myofascial release applications. If you're looking for an amazing staff that cares about your wellness, To the Point Therapeutic Massage is your choice. To the Point Therapeutic Massage on West Franklin Street in Evansville and online at tothepointtherapeuticmassage.com.
Hoppe & Sons Construction offers over 30 years of experience. Each project is supervised by a project manager who is involved in every phase, including estimation, specification, and execution. Hoppe & Sons Construction, the choice of area planners, architects, businesses, and residents for superior craftsmanship and guaranteed results. Hoppe & Sons Construction, located at 3225 Claremont Avenue, or visit their website at hoppeandsons.com.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies, 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Wrap it up shop on week one of the Modern Day Football Show right here on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. We heard from Tate Mallory, the quarterback of the Wildcat football team. We could talk all about off-season training and the ramp up for the season. Really, it just comes down to tonight, a 6:30 kick against Central. The head coach, Cody Hess, rejoins the program. So, Coach, now we finally get to talk about football, the X's and O's. What are the X's and O's, the keys to this game against Central tonight in order to start 1-0 at the bowl?
You know, I think one of the main things in every football game that you got to take away from is you got to make sure that we take care of the football tonight and try to limit mistakes in those regards, because a turnover can change the entire outlook of a football game. If we're able to do that, I think we can at least put ourselves in a position to be competitive and hopefully keep us in the football game. Also, you got to be able to look at staying in front of the chains and trying to move the ball effectively on offense. But also with Central's football team, they're very gifted overall, and they have a really good offensive scheme. You know, we're going to have to be able to know our assignments, play with confidence, but also being able to tackle an open field and make sure that we're making the plays that we need to in order to have success.
when you evaluate your defense and how the defense matches up against, you know, the crafty artist offense, so to speak, is there anyone that Central has from a skill position standpoint that really makes you not worry, but is page maybe one of the scouting report? Who are you looking at and saying, okay, we got to stop him, we got to wrap up him?
You know, I think when you look at Central's offense, they are a returning group that is senior heavy or with guys that have had a lot of varsity experience, starting with their quarterback, Hunter Brochiers. He has a very talented arm, and he's been in their system for a while now and knows how to command their offense, and he does a really nice job. Their running back game with Devin McBrain is a very talented running back and is capable of making guys miss at any point in time. And then Brochiers' receivers group. He has four very capable receivers with Pendleton, DeJarnett, and Garnett. And then Matthew Ferguson's a great addition as a tight end slash receiver that really opens up their offense and can spread the field. So for us defensively, we have our hands full on trying to be able to slow them down, along with the offensive line that is returning a lot of guys that have a lot of varsity experience as well. So we're going to have to make sure we know our assignments, try to stay, as balanced as we can against their variety of ways that they can attack us, and just try to play to the best of our ability.
Now, Coach, you are obviously new to the role as head coach, but not new to the program. So by your estimation off of your past experience, how much do you as a coach need to coach the nerves out of the kids when you guys are on the sideline? It is the first game. You only get one chance to make a first impression for the 2025 season. What is your role as the coach in ironing that out for your roster?
Well, I think the main thing is that you got to understand there's always going to be nerves when you enter a football game, especially week one. But you got to also try to get the kids to understand that, you know, you've been working on these things through the summer, trying to get yourself prepared for this moment, and you've got to understand what your job is and what your assignment is from what our coaches have taught you this week, and what you have to do to try to be successful for this week. So play with confidence is the thing that you got to kind of hit on, and make sure that there's going to be nerves, there's going to be a big play one way or the other, but you got to have that next play mentality, good play or bad play, and move on, because the next play is the most important play in the game of football.
All right, Coach, I'll get you out of here on this. Play a little game with me. It's Mad Libs. Fill in the blank. If Modern Day blanks against Central tonight, they walk away 1-0.
Well, I think if we're capable of trying to slow down their offense attack, I think that puts us in a position where we're capable of having some success, but we also got to be able to stay in front of the chains offensively in order to try to keep drives alive. That'll help us out. If we can't do that, then we're in for a long night.
All right, Coach, really appreciate the time. Really appreciate every week you agreeing to do this. It's a really great opportunity for us on the station to get a weekly taste of Modern Day football, only a couple of hours away from kickoff. Modern Day and Central right here. I'm talking about it on WREF. Coach, again, you're the man. Looking forward to it. Good luck.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us on.
All right, you've been listening to week one of the Modern Day Football Show right here on WREF 97.7 FM. The ref, always the right call.